Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, July 31st. And now, here's something completely different. Pinterest, the site people visit for home decorating ideas and inspirational quotes, is adding mental health resources to its site. The idea is to make a difference for the 1 in 5 of us struggling with a mood disorder or other mental health problem. But it's also to combat the bad rep social media sites are getting for damaging our mental health in the first place, and to boost Pinterest's image as a happy place on the web. The company launched the project last week on its mobile apps. Type in a search like, say, stress relief or anxiety, and up pops a note above the typical pins. That note offers resources you can look at if you're feeling, as the site says, sad or stressed. Click on the offer and you'll be led to a variety of pinned exercises intended to make you feel better. Deep breathing, self-compassion, gratitude, and self-esteem practices among them. Although they look simple, the exercises are evidence-based. Pinterest developed them with partners including a mental health innovation lab at Stanford called Brainstorm. Above the exercises, Pinterest prominently displays the phone number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The company launched the project because it recognized the need. Over the last year, staffers noticed millions of searches for emotional health support. Presumably, people looking for quotes about stress or happy images that could counteract depressed moods. Pinterest says any searches like this are private. The company is calling the program Compassionate Search. It won't use your searches or any activity you do on the exercises themselves to serve up targeted ads. That, of course, is different from the way the rest of the site works. The move is not a sudden one. Pinterest already displayed suicide hotline resources whenever a user searched on the word suicide or related terms. It also does not serve up any images when users search on terms like bulimia, cutting, or self-harm, according to Wired magazine. Instead, it leads users to resources where help is available. Pinterest has been growing quickly. Its audience grew more than 20% over the last year to close to 300 million people, so it has a huge opportunity to get help to people who may not seek it or can't access it otherwise. Of course, it runs a disclaimer saying the resources aren't a substitute for professional help. For some people, they may be enough. For others, it may be all they can get. Digital apps for behavioral health are growing steadily, according to the American Psychological Association, because of access, price, convenience, and privacy. But this may be a first for a major social media platform with a general audience. The launch also adds to Pinterest's image as a positive place on the web and sets it apart from its competitors. Instagram, for example, is also known for its beautiful photographs and inspirational quotes. But the perfection of Instagram images can make some users feel worse about themselves. Like other social media sites, Instagram is said to contribute to cyberbullying and depression, according to industry publication Mobile Marketer. So, feeling anxious? Well, Pinterest would certainly admit that its resources can't replace turning to a friend or perhaps even better, a therapist or a support group. But with this move, Pinterest is showing that the site is far more than just pretty pictures. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, listen, if you like our show, take a second and give us a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app, would you? We would certainly appreciate it. I'm David Brown, back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.